Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to Can't Read, Can't Write. We do this podcast maybe twice a month now.
Not really sure what our schedule is anymore.
It used to be a weekly podcast. Now it's bi-weekly, I guess you could say. Twice a month.
Something like that.
Whenever we feel like we have something interesting to talk about on the Behind the Scenes podcast, we will do that. And today, I think we have something. It's a listener question. And I would love to do more of this, by the way.
Yeah, like, I love this.
Behind the scenes conversations with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the radio show, it's a lot of Alyssa and I talking to each other. It makes more sense to me to have other voices on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so I would like to incorporate more listeners, maybe have some more guests. So Heidi has a question for the two of us, and let's get into it right now. Let's introduce you to Heidi. Heidi, good morning.
Good morning.
I all of a sudden feel a lot of pressure here.
Why?
Because I know Heidi has come to us for a specific reason, and now I want her to leave and feel like we actually helped her.
I think that we actually can help her with this.
But we don't know that. I mean, yes, it's my hope that we can.
I mean, I have confidence in myself. You should try it, Bill.
I guess we'll ask Heidi, were we actually helpful? Heidi, tell us what is on your mind. Why did you come to us? How do you think that we can help you in our own unique way?
I reached out because we both got married in Vegas. I'm getting married in Vegas in January. And, you know, I am a little nervous about it. But just wanted to hear your guys' input.
What are the nerves for? Is it like normal, like wedding nerves, or is it the whole Vegas of it all?
I think it comes from like I always wanted like a regular wedding,
mm-hmm.
you know, with like family and stuff like that. But also, you know, I was listening to you guys last week when you were talking to somebody else about their wedding. But our issue is we could not agree on a guest list. Like I have, you know, family members that I'm like, yep, they have to come, but he's like, no, these people definitely don't need to be there. And so it's like people that, you know, you can't not invite if you have a big wedding.
Yeah, it's like the extended family that it's like maybe you're not even close with them, but if they see that other relatives were there and they weren't invited, it's just gonna be a whole thing.
Yeah, see, for us it's not even extended family, it's immediate family, but I have,
oh gosh,
you know, 9 siblings, and we don't always get along. So he's like, I don't really feel like they should come, like this one
yeah.
should come or that one should come. So it's like I can't not invite them.
Yeah,
but he's like, well, they're just gonna ruin your day.
I mean, so, Vegas is a very easy way to just eliminate that guest list issue, though. That was that was one of the best parts for me, was that like we just kept it so small. That, like, we didn't have to plan that much, and I didn't have to worry, like, is everybody having a good time? Like,
see, I looked through, like, a bunch of venues, like, And the one we ended up going with does a live stream, so we don't have anybody coming.
Oh, your live stream. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because there's multiple ways to go about this, Heidi. You could get married in Vegas and have it be a destination wedding, and whoever wants to come, they get to come. Or you could do it like my wife and I did it, where we didn't tell anybody in advance. Mm-hmm. We just went and got married and then told everybody after the fact. But everybody knows that you're going to... Does everybody in your family already know that you're going to do this?
Yeah, they do now. But when we were first planning it, like, that's something we considered too. But, like...
Doing also, it in secret?
Like, yeah, I feel like that would have made people feel, like, an almost sour about the situation. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to do it like that either.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How is, like, your family handling the fact that you guys are just running off and doing it? Because I will say, my mom was not thrilled with me at all when I told her that she was not invited.
Yeah, so we, my mom was very unhappy about it. His mom, at first, she, like, when we told her we were going to Vegas, we weren't like, oh, no, nobody's coming. Mm-hmm. We just kind of said we were going to get married in Vegas. So she, I guess, started, like, planning things, and like, oh, yeah. So not trying to be the bearer of bad news, but, like, you're not invited, and it was really difficult.
Yeah, that's like, the worst.
She has been rooting for us for years. Like, we first started dating when we were 12, so she's like, I always knew you guys were going to be together forever, and yeah, so she's not very happy with us.
So, just so I'm clear, so your mother is not invited to the wedding?
No, neither is his.
Okay.
It's just the two of them going. They're the only ones, because they're live streaming it.
Okay, so there's not going to be anybody attending your wedding?
Mm-mm. No, okay. Nobody at all.
All right, sorry, I misunderstood that. Okay. Well, let's start here. What questions do you have? Just so we don't talk about anything that you're not really interested in. What specific questions do you have? And then we'll address them one by one.
Okay. I know one that I wanted to do was, like, food-wise. Like, where did you guys go to eat? Like, I know that sounds weird, but, like, it's Vegas, and I want to try everything good.
Okay.
Fair question.
As far as for Paul and I, and again, it was just the two of us, I asked around for restaurant suggestions. Now, you have to also keep in mind that this was in 2007. So I'm sure that restaurants have come and gone since then. And there's probably other top restaurants there now. But we just tried to choose the best restaurants that we thought we would enjoy. So we had the evening of our wedding, we had dinner at a place called Delmonico's, which is inside the Venetian Hotel.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, fancy.
And that's really the only restaurant that I remember, to be honest with you. I mean,
Fair enough. For
breakfast, we would just like hit up one of the casinos, like a breakfast buffet or a cafe. It's really the same thing for lunch. It was just like grab and go something. And then we tried to have a really nice, expensive dinner for each evening we were there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a mall somewhere in Vegas that had...
There's a couple.
There was an Italian place that was in there that we had dinner. But I don't even know if those restaurants are there anymore. But I would just say, depending on how long you're going to be spending in Vegas, do you know how long you're going to be there?
We're going to be there from the January 1st to the 5th.
I would say at least choose the best dinner places that you can, because it gets expensive. You can't eat nice every single meal. So maybe just have like three or four really nice dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, because the night of our day of our wedding, for dinner, we're going to Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, fun. I have not been there, but we walk past it all the time when we're in Vegas.
See, he's been there before. I have never even been to Vegas. So he's like, we have to go. But I eat like a child, so I'm a little nervous about that.
Oh, you'll be fine. They're so good with like any sort of like restrictions that you have, or if you're picky, because I'm very picky. So I am that person that's like, can I get no onions? I don't want any coleslaw. Like, I'm very picky. Are you a brunch person?
I love breakfast and lunch. I'm all for all of it and buffets.
See, so I'm very much a breakfast girly, and love me some brunch and mimosas. My favorite place that I have to go to every time I'm in Vegas, it's right across from the Bellagio. And the Bellagio is the one with all the crazy fountains.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Hex. It's also like called Alexa's. It's in Paris, the hotel, but it has like an outdoor balcony. And so when you're sitting out there, you get a perfect view of the Bellagio fountains. And it's pretty reasonably priced too. I would say it's like, I don't know, maybe like between like 12 and like $20 per a plate. It's not crazy. But yeah, so that place, Hex Alexa's, that is like always my number one.
I will say this, Heidi. There wasn't a place that we went that I regretted.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, oh, this was terrible. What a terrible choice. I just wasted a bunch of money. There's so many places to choose from that I think you're going to be okay. I don't think you can make a wrong choice on a place to eat in Vegas.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to find. Okay, yeah, I found it. So a couple of years ago, I was supposed to come home for Christmas, and all the flights were grounded. The fog was crazy. I couldn't make it back. Mm-hmm. So Bryce and I ended up meeting his family out in Vegas for Christmas.
Aww.
Anyways, it was a very like last minute thing, but we went to a parade of meat at Planet Hollywood. I know it sounds crazy, but it was really, really, really good. And you like pay a flat rate and they just bring cuts of meat over and you have like a token that you have on the table, and green means keep the meat coming. And then you can flip it over to be red when you've had enough meat. It
sounds like Fogo de Chao.
Texas Day, Brazil.
It's called Pampas. It's in Planet Hollywood, but that's definitely a good one to check out if you're big meat people.
Yeah, that sounds like Fogo de Chao. Have you ever been to Fogo de Chao? They do the same thing, the exact same concept.
Texas Day Brazil with the little token on the table.
I'm looking right now. It's a Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What other questions do you have? Keep them coming, Heidi.
Okay. So yours was very individualized, but like for Alyssa, like you guys planned it, you knew, like they knew and everything. How did it feel like going into it knowing that, like, I don't know, like you weren't having that bigger, like big wedding?
It's a really good question.
Was it hard to adjust like to? I don't know.
Like, because I always thought that I was going to have like an actual wedding too. And kind of, honestly, like it wasn't until more recently that I was like, no, Vegas sounds like, we joked about it when we started dating, like we're just going to get married in Vegas. And then when it actually came down to it, we were like, no, that actually probably makes sense. I think it, for me, I tried to make it like as special as I could without having it be a big thing. So like I decorated the room. I think like that's a really fun thing to do. I also would recommend like maybe getting even just like a little cake for the two of you in the room. We did like, I brought like champagne, like just like plastic champagne flutes from like Amazon. That way we could like get like some pictures and stuff too and actually make it look like a little bit bridal. I would say like that's a good idea. Also, carve out some time in your day to plan to take pictures. I would definitely suggest that too.
Hard for us because it is just us. There's no one to take the pictures.
Yeah.
The place that we're getting married, we did do their photography package. So there'll be pictures of that. And then there's obviously the recording.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like our pictures are going to be limited as like together pictures.
Yeah. I will say though, if you guys go to like, so the Vegas sign, that's not a walkable thing. You will have to drive there. It's kind of like at the very beginning of the strip. There's no way you can walk there. But there's always a line of people. There will be people to take your picture, even if there's nobody with you guys. But I think even just like some selfie shots or even just stopping strangers, like while you're in your wedding dress, give yourself some time to walk around in your dress. A lot of people, you will not be the only bride that you see. There is going to be other people in their dresses. So like soak it up and like enjoy it. I would say that's my best piece of advice.
I was genuinely like, I don't know, I don't want to be weird and just be walking around in my dress, because like I was thinking of ordering a different dress that's like less wedding dressy for after.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
Like, you know, I want to enjoy my dress.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, don't want to look strange just walking around in a wedding dress.
My dress that, I mean, because like I bought my own wedding dress and it was like the most expensive dress. It was only like $500. But still, I was like, that's a lot to me. So I did not want to wear that out drinking. So yeah, I got a cheaper white dress, but I still had like a fun little like veil on. So everybody like knew, But yeah, I would say definitely stay dressed up. I know you're going to feel a little weird, but like I saw like three or four different brides and I got pictures with all of them. It's very fun.
Uh-huh.
Heidi, did you say that you already have your venue picked out? You already, it's the one that live streams?
Yeah, we did end up picking a venue. It's called like a Love Story Chapel, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
And do they have a photographer available that could at least take some professional
pictures?
Well,
that's what she said. She's doing the package at the chapel.
Okay.
Yeah, so they have like different options that we could add, like the little champagne flutes, and like they do like non-alcoholic bubbly stuff. They do that. They include a wedding cake, like a little wedding cake for the two of us.
Aww.
And then the photography we were able to add on, and then like flowers. We could do like a flower package.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea too. Oh, my other good piece of advice too for making it feel very wedding, as much as you can, tell everybody that you just got married. Everywhere, because you'll get discounts. Like when you check into that hotel, you better tell them we're getting married. They'll probably upgrade you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, back to pictures for a second. Like my wedding album is pretty lame because we were in the same boat. We only had, you know, the two of us, so we didn't even get professional pictures taken. So all of our pictures are pictures that I took of her, or she took of me, or if we asked someone, you know, to take our picture for us. Like the waiter took our picture at dinner. I mean, right. That's what it is. But the thing is that for us, pictures are not a big deal. They're not very important. Like it's the memories and the experience that mean more than, you know, to have the pictures. Like maybe it's because the pictures are lame, but I don't think anybody ever spends a whole lot of time going back and looking at their photo albums, wedding albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it happens that often. And then I can back up with Alyssa was saying. I mean, we stayed in our wedding attire for the entire day, and just everybody buying us free drinks all day long. Too many drinks at one point. It's like, we're going to get hammered before we have dinner.
They passed out. Didn't you guys pass out like super early on your wedding night?
So we had our wedding was like at 11 in the morning, and we had dinner that night like at 5 or 6. And so we had a lot of time to kill during the day. And we just kind of casino hopped and went from bar to bar to bar and people buying us drinks. And by the time we got to dinner, I mean, we were both, I remember sitting in a sports book. I think it was at the Venetian. We were just waiting for our table at the hotel, and someone had got Paula a cigar.
Oh.
And so, because I have a vivid memory of Paula sitting in the sports book, and we are watching the Indians, the Guardians, the Indians at the time, we're watching them on the big screen, and my wife is just sitting there puffing on a cigar.
And you're like, that's my wife.
Yeah, I would.
That's my wife right there.
I know, it was the best feeling. But then, after dinner, it's like 8 o'clock at night, and we both went back to the hotel and went to sleep because it was such a long day.
Yeah.
My worry too, though, because we're getting married at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because with the live stream, we did it earlier because he's from England, and so some of his family's out there, and we had to make it early enough in the day that it wouldn't be too late there. So that kind of made it a little difficult.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair, but I think just make sure that you guys stay in your attire and like soak it in for the day, because otherwise it's literally like you go to the hotel and get changed, and then you're just like having a normal Vegas time. That's no fun. Stay in the dress.
Fair enough.
Do you have other questions, Heidi?
I only have one on, I think.
Okay. Well, hold on. I gotta take a break here. They make us do that in our podcast. So I gotta break. We're talking to Heidi. She is getting married in Vegas this January. We'll get to her final question about her upcoming nuptials next on Can't Read, Can't Write.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Can't Read, Can't Write. We're talking to Heidi, who listens to our show. What city do you live in, Heidi?
Cleveland.
Heidi lives in Cleveland and is getting married to her boyfriend, who is from England, this January in Las Vegas. So it's 100%. It's Vegas now. You booked a venue. You're going to live stream it for your family, but it's just going to be the two of you in Vegas.
Yes.
Okay. What other questions do you have for us?
This one is definitely for Alyssa, because I don't think you had to worry about this, but when you were looking for, like, hair and makeup, did you do your own, or did you find somebody in Vegas in advance?
I did my own. I just did my own.
Professionally done, but it's like, I don't know, like, some of the rates out there seem extremely crazy, but
yeah.
Then there's some, I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
I had looked at, like, photographers and stuff, too. For us, honestly, like, it just came down to, like, we had a lot of big life things that we wanted to do at the same time. So it was like, do you want a house or do you want pictures exactly. for your wedding? Because, like, we looked at photographers, too, and they were like, thousands. But, yeah, I did my own. But I'm sure that for how many weddings happen out there, there has to be some affordable that you could find.
Sure.
I just don't have any suggestions of how to find them, unfortunately.
Did you already book your hotel?
Yeah, we booked the hotel. We did extend our trip a day, so I have to book literally one extra night. But I haven't figured out if I'm going to try to book it like through the same hotel, but we were kind of thinking of doing a different one just for the experience.
What hotel do you guys have right now?
We're staying at Westgate.
Okay.
It's like a little bit off. I think it's a block away from the Strip.
Yeah, that's not far at all.
The extra one, I really kind of want to stay at the Paris Hotel.
Oh, the Paris is fun. I like the Paris. I also like the Link is on the Strip. The Link is the one that I do all the time because it tends to be the most affordable. And it's actually like pretty nice and like very much like center of the Strip.
I've never heard of that one.
It's like right across from Caesars, so.
Okay.
But I also remember Paula did her own hair and makeup.
Like, did she?
I mean, that's what it came down with the two of us is because once we realized we were on the hook for this, for paying for everything.
Yeah.
And Paula and I are very cheap people. We're very economical. You know, that kind of stuff doesn't, you know, mean a lot to us. So Paula's like, I'll just do my own hair. She's like, I'm quite capable of doing my own hair and makeup. Now, what I was going to say, though, depending on what hotel you're staying at, and you can ask concierge for advice
oh my God,
while you're
right.
there.
Yeah.
And they might have somebody in-house. I mean, people are getting, you can probably get married in every single Vegas casino. Mm-hmm. So they might have somebody in-house that can help you with those things.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like my hair is my biggest concern because, like, I can do my makeup, but, like, what if my hair is like, what if I'm having a bad hair day and then like in these pictures, my hair just looks ridiculous for the rest of my life.
Okay, wait, I'm looking right now. Hear me out. So there is, and it is on the Strip. It's in one of the malls that we were just talking about. There's a dry bar. You could always book an appointment at a dry bar. They also do walk-ins and they do like blowouts and stuff. You could always do something like that. But yeah, I think concierge would, even if you call the hotel before you go, they can definitely help. The concierges in Vegas are some of the most helpful, nicest hotel hospitality workers I've ever met.
And they've seen it all. I mean,
they really have.
I mean, this happens all the time in Vegas. They know exactly where to tell you to go for whatever you need.
That's helpful. See, I'm very like socially awkward, and like I would be terrified to just walk up to them because what if they didn't have the answer to my question?
Oh yeah, it's their job to have the answer.
It's their job.
I don't think they can just send you away. They're going to if they don't know the answer offhand, they're going to ask somebody else.
Yeah,
they're going to help you.
Yeah, they will definitely help.
I promise. I promise. Especially if they know you're getting married, they're not going to want to let you down.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, tell everybody that you encounter that it is your wedding day or your wedding weekend or whatever.
Any other questions, Heidi?
No, I think that was my last one.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that came up last second that I'm not.
I have housekeeping things that are like top of mind for me. I guess I'll run through them now. I was just going to wait until we stopped recording. But did you already file for your marriage license?
Yeah, I did do the filing.
In Vegas?
Well, we did it online for Vegas, yeah.
Okay, good. Because then also just allow yourself like a couple hours to go pick it up.
Yeah, you got to get
a cab.
You
got to pick it up.
Unless you rent a car there.
It's right on Fremont Street, though, actually. So when you go, it's not like you're not going to like just like this weird office building. You're literally right next to Fremont Street, which is like old Vegas. So Fremont was like the first strip where like the mob would hang out in like the 20s and 30s and whatever. And then the strip moved to be where it is now, but you could see like the older version of it. But I love Fremont. Fremont is very cheap and it's a lot of fun and there's a lot of blinky lights. So, and they have like a lot of like the showgirls and stuff, like more so than the actual strip. So definitely check it out when you go pick up that license.
Sounds good.
Are you guys just going to cab it around Vegas? Or are you going to rent a car? Do you know what you're going to do?
I think we're going to just probably do cabs because where we're staying, it's like $45 a night to like park a car.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like it's worth it.
Driving in Vegas is kind of a mess too.
Yeah, it's definitely convenient. That's one thing I do remember about not... I didn't like that we had to get into a cab on our wedding day. Like it just...
That you say a cab.
What? A taxi?
I was like Ubers and Lyfts.
An Uber. I'll call us an Uber.
Yeah, you can do that now. You're right.
I've never said, let me get us a cab.
Yeah. It was just like.
I've only ever been in one in my life.
I know. I think I have two, like many years ago.
It kind of ruined the vibe of being in this grimy cab on our way to the little Church of the West. But I mean, that's. They offered it. They're like, do you want us to get you a limo? And I'm like, are you paying for it? I'm like, no. Like,
I very last minute, I got some wedding money from family. And of course, what did I do? I immediately didn't buy pots and pans. I blew it on a party bus for that day. So I got us a party bus to, well, the bus driver was so funny too, because you talking about like pictures and stuff. This man, because I was like, I had a couple of places I wanted to go to get pictures. And he was like, well, no, I'm going to stop here because this is a really good spot. I'm like, hey, man. Take us wherever. You know the spots. He had a sash for me too. He was really, really sweet.
That's really cool.
What do you think, Heidi? Any other questions that we can help you with?
No, I think you guys answered everything.
I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited too. I think I'm a little nervous just because it is going to be January. So, you know, weather permitting on everything.
Oh, I can also give you some info on that. I went to Vegas 2021 for New Year's. So it is actually like a little bit chilly.
Yeah, it gets
bring
chilly
a jacket for sure. At nights, it's like dry air out there. So you know how like here when it's like, I don't know, like 65 degrees, it's still kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
65 there is very cold. Definitely bring jackets with you, but for the most part, it's going to feel like vacation compared to here in January.
Yeah, that's what my hope was, like, because again, like you just said, 65, at some points, like, it feels cold, other points it doesn't, but like, I'm just like, you know what, anything is better than Cleveland in the winter.
Oh yeah, it'll be very, very nice comparatively.
Heidi, are you walking away here feeling a little bit better about this whole thing?
I am.
All right, good.
Other than just, you know, the normal wedding nerves. And that'll happen.
Heidi, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the hardest part about it all is the fact that, like, my kids aren't going to be there.
Mm.
But I think that's really where a lot of my nerves come from.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better. Wow, I have so much Vegas experience that I didn't even realize. My mom's second marriage was, she got married in Vegas. And she did do destination. So we all went. And I was 6, 5. I had no fun. Those kids wouldn't have a good time at all.
Yeah, that was my thing. We were originally talking about bringing them, but we did not think they would enjoy it.
No.
And I think it would make it where we wouldn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to try to do something. Like, it's going to sound weird, but we're doing, like, vacation for Christmas with mm-hmm. them. So that way they feel like they have, you know, an exciting trip.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little stressful going on a vacation, coming back, unpacking and repacking, like, and leaving in 3 days.
But, right. Yeah,
we just want them to feel like they get to be a part of it. And we're going to try to do, like, not like a fake wedding, but like a little wedding with them.
That's super cute. I think they'll enjoy that a lot more. I just remember being in my flower girl dress and I got yelled at for walking on the casino floor because I was a child. And I'm like, I'm literally in the wedding, dude. Do you not see me in attire? Like,
right.
So, yeah, they would have no fun, but you guys are going to have a blast.
I hope so.
Heidi, I think you're doing everything the right way. I didn't hear any red flags. I didn't hear anything wrong. I think
that's good.
You'll have to let us know how it goes. Report back and send us some pictures, please.
I will.
All right, Heidi. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you guys for answering my questions.
Of course.
All right. Best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Can't Read, Can't Write.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.